Okay, Testament Aleph, we're in our second day of Masechta Sarayos. We learned yesterday that the halacha is not a subject of machlaikis. Machlaikis on this daf is from where you learn it. But the halacha, l'kuli alma, there are seven types of karbanis, all of which are brought for a shaygeg in the Issacharis. The Torah doesn't say behedya, that it's talking only by Issacharis. The Torah says there's a carbon. But it doesn't say beferish that we're talking about Issacharis. And for that, we need the different limudim. So we learned Rebbe yesterday, and that's what's sketched out on the board. Rebbe knows all the limudim, starting from Aleha, where he learns out from the Hekesh Tachaisisha Karis, and from there it spreads to everything else with the different limudim to know that everything else is Karis as well. So this is the this is what we learned yesterday, and how did it come into our sugya? Because we asked Rebbe Hayoleha May Avdilei, what does Rebbe do with the word Aleha? Taisvis Dibra Masl Barabanam makes the statement, we don't know that Gemara yet, but Tosfos makes the statement that the word Aleha that says by Yavama is extra. Yavama Yavi Aleha, Ulakacha Lai Leisha, the word Aleha is Mufna. Mufna means it's an extra word, it's a word that's Mufna Ladrasha, that's open for a drasha. Now, if you'll ask me, how do I know it's Mufna? If I look at the Chumash, I taka, hard to see. Yavama Yava Yaleha Ulakacha Lailisha, what would it say if it didn't say Aleha? But Lamaisa Tosfos tells us that it's Mufta, that the word Aleha is extra. What? Tosfos says the Aleha that says by Hahudi the Yibo Mizicha Mufta. By Chesisha, Tosfos has two pshatim. Right? Either if Aleha diksiv gabei achaisisha, Tosfos first pshat is loy mufna. Rebbeinu Tam says it is, but the Aleha of diksiv gabei yibum who di yibum mufna, that Tosfos sicha says is extra. The Aleha that says by yibum is extra. B'meila the Maram is the kasha. The Maram asks that this whole sugya started with the kasha. What does Rebbe do with Aleha? And this whole Amid is not answering the Aleha of Yibum. All these, whatever we have here on the board, Rebbe's whole drasha starts with Aleha, Aleha, Tachaisisha. Achaisisha is Karis. So Mela, all the things we learn from it are Karis too. That's the Aleha that says by Achaisisha. The Aleha that says by Yibum, the Gemara has been talking about. I want to say a word about it. And the Maram is Matmiya. What the why the Gemara ignores? We'll learn Yevamis. I guess for us the main Aleha is the Aleha of Yibum. Why the Gemara ignores the Aleha of Yibum? That's the Maram's kasha. Maybe you would say it's not extra. Okay, it's not extra. It's nishkei kasha. But Tais says that it is extra. It is mufna. So memela you need it for a drasha. So the kasha, the Maram asks is the kasha. The Maram answers the following. I say he answers, you'll see in a minute, it's not a complete answer. The Maram says that when the Gemara asked, Hai Aleha, my Ovid lay, the Gemara didn't mean, what do I do with the Pasuk? Hai Aleha, my Ovid lay, what do you do? The Maram says, we'll find some other drasha. Hai Aleha, my Ovid lay, he says, means the Gezerah Shava. What do? We have a Kabbalah. That is Gezerah Shava, Aleha, Aleha. Where is the Gezerah Shava? Now, this Maram is based on a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, that's Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, that Gezerah Shavas were all Bekabbalah. You can't make up your own Gezerah Shava. You can't take out a Chumash and see it says the word here, it says the word here, it will be Makish one to the other. You can't make up your own Gezerah Shavas. Gezerah Shavas are Bekabbalah. If Gezeres Shavas are the Kabbalah, how can you have a machlokes in the Gemara? about Gezeirah Shavas. So the answer is that there's a Gezeirah Shavah, Aleha was Bekabbalah. Where do you plug it in? So that there's a Machlaikis Rebbe in the Rabbanah. The idea that there's a Gezeirah Shavah is Bekabbalah. So Taich is the Maram, Hay Aleha, my Ovid Lai means, what do you do with the Gezeirah Shavah of Aleha? Where do you have such a Gezeirah Shavah? So that the Gemara is answering. So the Maram says, it doesn't answer the Kasha. What do you do with the word Aleha? Still, what do you do with the word Aleha? So that Kasha is still a Kasha. So I saw a Teretz. I don't remember where. I thought I saw an Aruch L'Ner, but it's not there anymore. It's either someone switched my Aruch L'Ner, or I'm forgetting things for a change. But I think I know the Teretz. If one brother is miyabim one of the wives, a man dies, he has two wives. One brother is miyabim one, and then the second brother goes, can't use the word miyabim, he's boiled the second one. It's a Gemara in Yud Aleph. Haba al Yivama, uba echad min ha'achim al tsarasa. In the case. A man died and left two wives and two brothers. One brother was Baal, one the other. Now whoever did first, he became a mitzvah of Yibam. Whoever did second was Eiren Aveira. Eiren Aveira. What Aveira was the second one Iver? What chait was he Iver? So what would you say? Eishasachim. So the Gemara there has a machlaikis. Chad Omer Bekaris. Once it's Eish Yisach. The Chad Omer Ba'asei. Once it's just that Eish Yisach, it's a Yibum case. It's an Isra Asei. That's what it says in our Gemara. Chad Omer Ba'asei, and that's Rashi's Girsa. That's the Rambam's Girsa. Tosfos says, I don't know which Asei you're talking about. The Girsa has to be Chad Omer Balav. Tosis asks, Tosis Chalom Rav Asay, which I say must be Garis Chalom of Alav, and Tosis says has a Cheshb. But Tosis asks on Rashi and the Rambam, where is the Asay? So I think it's the Aruch L'Ner who answers. The Asay is Aleha, like Rebbe. Rebbe has this Aleha extra, like the Maram said. Right? That was the Maram's Kasha. What are you going to do with the Aleha of Yibum? Maram said, you use it for some other drasha. Didn't say which drasha. So, I think it's the Aruch L'Ner who says that Aleha you need for Shum drasha, you know which drasha, and you know it for an Aleph. Yavama Yavay Aleha, that the Yi Yavam could only be Me'avim one, not Alehen, Aleha, you can only be Me'avim one. If you Me'avim two, Yavam the Asay, Yavam a Yavay Aleha. So it's very, a very nice place to plug in. Like here we have an extra word, and there we can't find the word, right? You know, if we can't find the Asay. And here we have an extra Aleha, so we'll plug this in over there, and that's why we'll use Aleha. And this stims, I told you the Rambam says it's an essay. This stims because we learned last week, I guess, that the Rambam brings Rebbe's drushes. Even though we had a kasha why, the Rambam brings, he doesn't bring the drushes of Gimel Amid Beis, he brings the drushes of Ches Amid Beis. He brings the drushes of Ulakacha. V'meila, Aleha, the Rambam holds his extra, the way he brings the drashas. And the Aleha, the Rambam means lahalacha for the drasha of Daf Yud Aleph, because he brings the drashas like Rebbe. He doesn't bring the Gimel Amid Beis Aleha. So where does he bring Aleha? He brings it over here. He says, Echai Ba'asei, the Asei of Aleha. Okay, so this is a way to answer the Rambam's Kasha, plugging it in Daf Yud Aleph. Well, we get to Yud Aleph, hopefully. We'll see again. This Indian, maybe we'll find who says it over there, but this is the a mahalach for use of the drasha of Allah. Right, let's try to finish the piece of Gemara and come back to the Reb Chaim that we started yesterday. V'rabbanan. On the board, we sketched out the shita of Rebbe. So now, Rabbanan ha'svarim in Allahu. Rabbanan can't go. They can't do that whole chart because they can't start with the box. The box starts with Aleha, which the Rabbanan used for something else. So the Rabbanan have to start from somewhere else. Right? All four drushes start from that one corner, from that one box, that one Aleha. Everything else was learned from it, with one arrow or another arrow. If you don't hold of the first box, the first Aleha, Rabbanan, Hydrasha, Hysvaram, and Allahu. How do they know it? Gemara brings a new limud. Nafkaluhu mid the Mikri layer of Yeshua Lebrei. Yeshua was teaching his son. Taira achas yelachem loisa bishkaga. Vehanefesh ashatasa biyad rama. Now I have to tell you, the pasik vehanefesh ashatasa biyad rama is in the parsha of Megadev. Megadev. Says this list, Hashem who Megadev, Kim who Megadev. Megadev, Mem Gimel Dalet Endafei, the Taich of Megadev is itself a Machlaikis. So Machlaikis, if Megadev means a type of being Oved Avodah Zarah, so Kim who Megadev, he's like rebelling against Hashem, that he's Oved Avodah Zarah. Or if Megadev means Mevarech Es Hashem, somebody who curses. Taisus Dibur Askel V'Yilmad brings from Pesachim Daf Tzadik Gimel, Rebbe holds Megadev is Mevarech Es Hashem. The Rabbanan hold Megadev is Avodah Zarah. Okay, Rebbe holds Megadev is not Avodah Zarah. It's a separate law, cursing the Shem Hashem. The Rabbanan hold Megadev is Avodah Zarah. Okay, now we're going now like who? Like the Rabbanan. Rav Rabbanan. We're going right to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan have a new pasuk that Rebbe didn't have. Rebbe learns Megadev is a separate ism of Mevarech Es Hashem. It has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. The Rabbanan learn Megadev is Avodah Zarah. So therefore they darshan as follows. Let's see it inside. Min the makri le bishul lebrei terechti alechem leisa bishkaga ve'anefesh etasa biyad rama. What's the next word after biyad rama? If you have the Chumash on the side of your page, it's good. If not, I don't expect you to look it up. What Vinichrisa says afterwards? Yeah, says, what's the pasuk? Vinichrisa says, "Biad Rama." It's Hashem who Megadev Vinichrisa. Okay, Vinichrisa says, "Biad Rama." Means Ezra who Menager. It's Hashem who Megadev Vinichrisa. So it says Vinichrisa in the pasuk Vehanefesh. So Hukshu Kala Torah Kula Avaydis Kechavim, and Rabbanan hold us talking about Avaydis Zara. Ma Avaydis Kechavim. Davish Chayim Nazayin Nikaras Oshikasei Chatos. I've called Davish Chayim Nazayin Nikaras Oshikasei Chatos. Then it's talking about a Yachid La Oisa Bishkaga, a Yachid who doesn't have Avera. Ashkechan Yachid Nasi Mashiach. He's rebelling. The guy's a lashon of rebelling. Either way, it's a lashon of like being machis. Kaviyachol the Rabbanim Shalom. So you could teach that he's Machas Hashem by being Oved Avodah Zarah, but literally that he says words that are a curse. Ashkechan Yachid Nasi Umashiach. So now I know all three Yechidim. Okay, so if you make a chart, as we did on the board, the first line would be a Yachid, Beim Avitzchav, and Beim Bishar Mitzvus. Yachid, how do I know? From this pasuk. Okay, so in the Rebbe, we only started with a pasuk for one case. In the Rabbanan, all cases of Yachid you start with. Yachid, Sai Avodah Zarah, Sai Shara Averus, you know from Torah Achas Yalachem. Tzibur, how do you know Tzibur Avodah Zkechav Minayin? So Tzibur, we have to have two limudim, for Avodah Zarah, for Shara Mitzvahs. Amakra V'im Nefesh V'ilmet Elia Metachtai. Okay, here we had on the board Tachtai Me'elia. I wrote it wrong. See, I wrote Elyon and Tachtoin. It was Tachtoin and Elyon in Rebbe. So that drasha, that you learned Yachid from Tzibur, like Rebbe, is the opposite according to Rabbanan. Rabbanan have a pasuk for Yachid, so they learn from Yachid to Tzibur. That it's exactly the same limud, just the reverse. Instead of learning Yachid from Tzibur, they learn Tzibur from Yachid. Tzibur b'shar mitzvos menol and Yalf me'enei me'enei. So we have that on the board too, me'enei me'enei. So again, we have that you learn avodah zarah of a Tzibur from shar averus of a Tzibur. Here we're saying the reverse. Tzibur b'shar mitzvos menol and Yalf me'enei me'enei. That you learn shar mitzvos from avodah zarah. So it's just the same two drashas, just it comes turns out the reverse according to the Rabbanan. And in Meila, you have all the limudim. V'Rebbe ha'itayr achas me'yavid lay. What does Rebbe do with the Rabbanan's pasuk? Me'bayi like the Tanya. She'tzinu shakala kachasa ben yachid l'merubim. Totally new idea. I find the Torah makes a chilek between a yachid who doesn't have aveira l'merubim. Now merubim here means a whole city. Now there's no parallel dava by a city. It has to be roiv of Klal Yisrael, or roiv of a shevet, but not roiv of a city. Rav of a city is the same as a bunch of yechidim. So the Gemara says, I would have thought that Rav of a city should be different. That just like we find by yechidim eskila, lefikav mamayna palit, Reuben b'sayit, lefikav mamayna mavei, a yachid who's avid avay desire gets skila, and his money is not awesome. A rabim that is avid avay desire is irani dachas, they get sayif. Lefikach mamayna nave. The lefikach is funny. If we have a chance, I'll tell you about lefikach later. Yochol nechalek b'karbonei seyim. So I would think a city should have a separate carbon. Tamad loy metachas yolachem. All non-sibor all have the same type. So it's coming lafuke ahava nina that a city that doesn't have aveira has a different carbon. The Gemara is, which different carbon could it have? There's no new carbon. There's no new carbon. So what would be the Havamina, a city is different? Create some new carbon, maybe the reverse. Inami tzarfein leitakana. Needs a new carbon, has not takana, kamashmo. So what are we ending up here? So we're ending up that according to the Rabbanan, we have another set of drashas, and again, just to sketch it out so that when you learn the Gemara, it doesn't go with difficulty. So the sketch out like Rabbanan would be, we start, so this is Rebbe. This is all going according to Rebbe, and according to Rabbanan, from Shara Veris. And Abay Zara, Tayyid Yachid, we know from Tayyarakas, Yelachem, and it has it next to Parsha Magadis, which like Rabbanan is Abay Zara, so Makash Abay Zara, Shara Veiris. So Shara Veiris and Abay Zara, you know by Yachid. Now the question is, how do you know a Yachid, or how do you know a Tzibor for Avodah Zarah? So Tzibur, Avodah Zarah, you learn out from Eliyahu Tachtai. Same drasha we had here. Here we learn the Yachid from the Tzibur. Here we learn the Tzibur from the Yachid by Avodah Zarah. The Shara Veiris we know by the Tzibur from Me'enei. Which is again the same drasha that we had over here. Just here we learned Avodah Zarah from Shara Veiris, and here we're learning a Tzibur of Shara Veiris, the Tzibur of Shara Veiris from Yachid of Shara Veiris. So what? Me'enei is Tzibur from Tzibur. Sorry, so should be like this again. Is that correct? Tzibur from Tzibur. So learning, just like here, was Tzibur from Tzibur.
Here was Avodah Zarah from Shara Beiris. Here, we're going to learn out. First, we knew Avodah Zarah, and we learn out Shara Beiris from Avodah Zarah. Meina me'ene is benefit tzibur. Me'ene ha'idah is both tzibur. So, therefore, we learn out from here. So, basically, the limudim are pretty much the same. I guess here we have the Gzeir Shav Mitzvah, which you don't have like this. I don't know what you do with it. And this is how the limudim go. The reason I'm sketching it out for you is not just to make the Gemara clear, but I hope when you learn such Gemaras in general on your own, you get used to taking a pen and a piece of paper. Everything becomes clear when you do it this way. The Gemara asked, the last piece of Gemara was, what does Rebbe do with Torah Achas? That was this last piece of Gemara. What does Rebbe do with Torah Achas? So I would think a city is different. Kamash Mullah. That's basically the Shakla Vitaria of this whole sugya. What? I see it.
How much
is it? It's sorry for your idol. It's sorry for a sire, except. When the Gemara says, I would think it's a different carbon. It's not very strange to say, you just have to come up with a new carbon. You just create Ipcha. I don't know. Why does the Gemara say bring a keves? I
don't know.
Yeah, once it's tipcha, you're right. It's already isai. The Gemara said halai sipar. The Gemara thought. Okay, let's get back to the Reb Chaim. I told you on this sugya, there's one inside the sticker Reb Chaim, and those to learn hurry is that's the actually two Reb Chaims. What to tell you about Mashiach, about Kaya Gadol, so I hope I remember. But the main is this Reb Chaim. Now, this Reb Chaim is brought in the stipler. And my stiplers, which is the older print, in the back of Masechta Shabbos, the last Simen and Dalid, is in Yonei Masechta Sarius. Why does Masechta Sarius have to do with Masechta Shabbos? Maybe the stipler in one in the morning and one at night, say, or something. I don't know. I don't think there's any logical reason why it's there. I assume in the new prints, they put Harius separately. And we'll find it together with Avodah Sechtes Avodah Zarah, because they reorganized all the stiplers in the new prints. So it's either Masechta Shabbos Simen and Dalet, or Masechta Sarius Simen Aleph Beis. The Reb Chaim clared this very basic clair, which is, there's a parhelim davishal tzibur, which means that bez the paskins a certain aveira is mutter, and people start doing it. So let's say there are 10 million yidden. So one yid does it, a second yid does it, a third yid does it. Each yid at that moment is chayav a karbachatos, because until roiv of klai Yisrael does the aveira, it's karbachatos. But everyone thinks it's mutter. Bezdin pat the Sanhedrin pat. It's not just any bezdin. It's the Bezdin HaGadol that passed him. So the Bezdin HaGadol passed him, then it's mutter. Yidden were over. As soon as it hit the 5 millionth yid, maybe 5 million and 1, as soon as Rav of Klai Yisrael did the Saveira, bang, all 5 million are putter from the carbon, no individual carbonis. Bezdin becomes responsible, they bring a par. Instead of all the yidden bringing their own carbon, they're all off the hook. And Bezda brings one parhel and davishal tzibur. What happened that potter them from a carbon? What makes it that they're potter from a carbon once Bezda and Eschayiv in a parhel and davishal tzibur? So Reb Chaim Kler, the very basic Kler, if pshat is that they're really chayiv a carbon, they're really chayiv, just they don't have to bring it, because Bezdin is bringing a carbon klali for everybody. So really the yechidim be'etzem need a kapara of a carbon. Just the parallel and dover of Bezdin is a kapara for the yidin. It's mechapa for everybody. Or you could learn, a second sad, that no, once Rav Klal Yisrael is over, this becomes a type of an aveira for which no individual is responsible. You're holding me responsible. Bezdin Paskin. All right, something Bezdin Paskin, people say, what? That's strange. They're afraid to do it. But here you say most of Klal Yisrael accepted it. So if Bezdin Paskin, most of Klal Yisrael did it, I'm sort of an oinus.
Maybe I'm mamish and oidus, I don't know. But I'm off the hook, I'm not responsible. I don't have to bring a carbon because I'm not so guilty. And that's not so bad what I did. These are the two tzvadim of Rav Chaim. Each tzad is logical. Each tzad seems to fit.
Why do you mean that's the right now?
Calls him out, it's not right. It's not that level of inus. Bezda Paskins, it is a certain level of inus. Bezda Paskins, what do you want from me? But still, even if Bezda Paskins, there's certain psakim which you should question. It sounds wrong. If Rav Chaim did it, so it's more of a grounds to excuse the person.
Who pays for this
car? Who pays for the Paral Davshal Tzibur? I don't know if it's the Sanhedrin that pays. Or the tzibur that pays.
That'll
be a raya. I think the Gemara in the beginning of Harius talks about it. I think it's in a week. The best the Dafyan will get, they will be able to ask Eden. Maybe. And they'll know. I think the Gemara says that Sanhedrin brings it. It has to be from their money. But. And anyway. What is it? Anyway, the. Reb Chaim says two nafkaminas. One nafkamina I told you yesterday, easy nafkamina. If the Bezdin Paskin, Rav Yisrael was either, Bezdin brought a carbon. An example I gave you yesterday, Bezdin Paskin in Tishrei, and it took 3 months, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Rav Yisrael was either. Rosh Chodesh Tevis, Bezdin said we made a mistake. And they corrected, and they brought a parallel in Davishal Tzibur. And there was a Yid in some place who didn't hear the correction. He didn't hear that Bezdin retracted. And if the Bezdin brought the carbon, he was Iver a week later, or a day later, he was Iver. Is he Chayiv a carbon? So, if you learn the first way that the Tzibur is Mechaper for the person who's Iver, so this guy's out of luck. He has no kapara. The carbon was already brought before. And since the carbon was brought before, if you are going to be able later, you need a kapara. So memela, you'd be chayav achatas. If you learn the second way, that the person kataida, I'm guiltless, it's not my fault. I didn't know anything about this. So then here also he's guiltless. Not his fault. Assuming he wasn't a pesheya, not knowing, doesn't change their mind. He's taka off the hook. And then he should be potter. But I don't need a kapara. If the word is the second sad, that a yachid does need a kapara because he's karav l'aynis, or he's an aynis mamish, because of the fact that you can't blame him. Bezdin paskin, you see it's believable. Klai Yisrael accepted it. So then, he should be potter. He's einus. He didn't know. Can't blame him. What? No, but the Rav Klai Yisrael did it. Rav Klai Yisrael did it. You see, it's believable. So this is a Gemara in Hari Yistaf Gimel that says the Yachid is potter, even if he brings it later. The Zokter B'chaim. From this Gemara and Daf Gimel, we see the second way. We see that it's because you're not guilty, because you carve lioness. From this Gemara and Daf Gimel is a raya that you carve lioness. Reb Chaim has another Daf Gemina. What happens if Bezdin has a ptur from the carbon for some technical reason? In other words, it's a regular case, a parallel davishal tzibur. And Bezdin doesn't bring a carbon for a technical reason. One reason could be if members of the Sanhedrin died before they got to bringing a carbon. The Gemara says if they're not alive, I think the Gemara says they all have to be alive. If any of them die, Bezdin doesn't bring the carbon. Or Reb Chaim brings a case where Bezdin knows they passed in something wrong, but they're not sure which psak was wrong. It's a bit of a strange case. It says that Bezda Paskin, the certain dam is mutter, a certain chelav is mutter. And one of the two was a mistake, but they don't know which one. I can't imagine the case. That's the case. technically it says v'noida hachatas ha-shachata. They have to know exactly which psak they said wrong. They're off the hook. So Nikavart, without getting into the nitty gritty of the case, which is confusing, if Bezdin, it's a case of parallel davar shel tzibur. Bezdin paskin, and the tzibur is roiver emaroiver. And now, because they bring the parallel on davar shel tzibur, Bezdin has a technical reason they don't bring it. Does the yochid now have to bring it? If you learn the first way, if Bezdin's not bringing it, then the yochid has to bring it. And the Yachar has to bring the carvings. He doesn't have a kapara. He needs a kapara the first way. Just the par is mechaper. If they're not bringing the par, then the Yachid is chayv in the carving. If you learn the second way is that he's innocent. He's an anus. He doesn't have to bring a carving. So in this case, he's also an anus. That's the paskin. Right? Sibu is mechayev. Right, one of the members said Hedron died. But that doesn't change that when he did the Aveira, he was an Anus. So then, he should be Potter if you learn the second way.
According to the first time, this guy has done Das.
What?
According to the first time, that he didn't know, you have to have Das when Bezdin is bringing a problem.
No. No, I'm still not. Because it's Mechaper, even if you don't know about it.
So then, I didn't know, and I kept on doing it.
Is what because?
When I have to go ahead, the shadow is white, and a month later,
right.
I
right.
So, what's the reason why I couldn't know? Because I didn't know that was.
No, because you didn't know, because you were over the Aveira after Bezdin brought a par. So, the day they brought a par, that wiped the slate clean for everybody. But if the person did the Aveira the next day, so what's going to be Mechaper? Kabbalah is not Mechaper in the future, Kabbalah is only Mechaper on the past. No, but if the word is that you're an oinus, so you don't need a kapara. If you need a kapara, just the par is mechaper, so then you need the par to forgive for you. But the second way was saying that you don't need a kapara, because you're an onus, it's not your fault. You're a karv oinus, so you don't need a kapara. If you don't need a kapara, I don't need the par. Even the par is not brought. What's it got to do with me? I'm off the hook because I'm an oinus. Okay? So,
Bezdin is bringing the carbon,
the
tzibur is completing the carbon. That's the tzibur. So what does it mean that Bezdin is potter from the carbon?
How you can have a case that
Bezdin is potter? The only thing will be drush is that Bezdin is potter in certain instances. If the whole thing, one side is, or the refinement is that it's the tour for the carbon, it's bringing carbon for everyone else. So what does it mean that they're potter from bringing? They're not bringing to themselves, they're bringing to everyone else.
What does it mean that they're potter? What? I just think there's a cost of that. I don't have any other reason. A logical reason I don't have. Seems like there's a cost of it. You have to know. The power of the tzibur.
The tzibur
is the one that says the tzibur is going to play. If they, the yachid batsam is a separate parasha of a yachid being chayv in a carbon. If he's not in the shaking. That parasha is mechayiv him. Now, we have a Kabbalah. That when there's a power of davar shel tzibur, they're potter. Why? If you understand our Kabbalah is that the power is mechaper for them, so then it's only mechaper because now you bring a power. If you don't, you bring a power, then it's not mechaper.
How
can
you have
what?
Right.
How could a yachid bring a carbon? He doesn't know which aveira he did.
No,
he definitely did an Aveira.
He did both,
yeah. Rav had to do both. That should be a manager. Okay, what you're touching on is the stipulous first teretz. Okay. This is Reb Chaim's kasher. Reb Chaim, yes, I have two dafkaminas and I have a stira. The first dafkamina, the one I spoke at yesterday, is mashmir tzaltzainis. So the dafkamina I spoke at yesterday was the person does the aveira later. So we said there he's potter. So it's mashba, he's off the hook. He's atzaynus. The raya today is from the case where Beis Din doesn't bring the carbon for some technical reason. And there, the yochid is chayiv. What's the difference between two cases? So the stipler has a great file. He makes a pshara. He makes a pshara, a gevaldig pshara. Says the following. Beis Din paskin. Chai Yisrael, again, there are 10 million yin. The first one did the Aveira. Second one, third one, up to 5 million. He says the first 5 million who did the Aveira, that when they did the Aveira, it wasn't right of Chai Yisrael. They need a kapara. For them, the Paralam Dover is a kapara. For the ones who did the Aveira in the first rite, the first bunch of them who did the Aveira, for them, the Paralam Dover is a kapara. If you don't bring the par, you have to bring your own carbon. And that's normally like the first mahalach. Why do we have shvera? And Dav Gimel it says that if Beis Din already brought the par and then the person did the aveira, he's pater. So the stipler, after Roiv Klal Yisrael did the aveira, from then on you're an oinus. Then you have a din oinus. Once Beis Din Paskin and Roiv Klal Yisrael did it already, then you're off the hook. That case that I spoke of yesterday, the first case, the Dav Gimel case, the case where Beis Din already brought the par and then a person did the Aveira, yeah, he did the Aveira after Roiv. If you do it after Roiv, you're an Inus. If you do it in the first Roiv, then you're not an Inus. Then you need the par to forgive for you. So it's a pshara between the first 50% need a kapara and the par forgives for them, like Rav Chaim's first dad. After the 51%, when you're ready, after Rav, you're coming later, then you have a p'tur al tzaynus. What? The first 50% need a p'tur of a par. The first 50% were even before the Beis Din brought the carbon. Right? Sanhedrin wouldn't have brought the carbon unless... What? No. The gather of Inus is only... It has to be this level of Inus. Of course, any time Beis Din paskins, you have a Ptur Inus. But that doesn't pat you from a carbon. To be part from a carbon, you have to be such a big Inus that Beis Din paskins and Roiv Tzibur did it. There's a certain level where Beis Din paskins something and it should sound strange to people. Beis Din all of a sudden says he can bow to Avodah Zarah. What's going on?
How it works. Sounds like the stipler
Reb Chaim clears two ways for it to work. The stipler is adjusting to Reb Chaim. He's masking to half to Reb Chaim. He's masking to Reb Chaim in the first half. He's masking that the par is mechaper, and in once it's past Rive, he holds the p'tur is p'turites. What?
Yeah,
it could be a problem. Explain. But Beza can't bring it, a Yachid brings it. Well, the first 50% could.
Everyone could bring it.
So it's a bit of a problem, you're right. I'll tell you, the stipler, if he says this, he says that the Chazaynish said the Ptur is not Al-Zaynis. See, that's Charata. The Chazaynish said, you know, by the stipler, that's already... almost as good as a Gemara. He said this teretz, but he said, but Chazanish said it's not true. Chazanish said the Ptur is not as Ptur Ainus. And Mimela, the Ptur is because the par is mechapa for you. And Mimela, we have the kasha back, Rebbe Chaim's kasha back. In other words, what? He doesn't say the word Ainus, it's true. What's Rebbe Chaim's lashon? That is. It's a p'tor. So the stipler is. What does it mean? It's a p'tor on the people. Not that the carbon's the p'tor, but somehow the psak is a p'tor. Since Beis Din paskin, it's somehow a p'tor for the people. So I guess that's what he's saying. The Chazanish said can't be. Although I think the stipler does use the word anus. That's how he's understanding Rav Chaim's second son.
So.
Right.
That's what the
Torah
is.
The Torah is because Bezdin takes responsibility. Now, why does the Yochid not have responsibility? Because he was Bezdin's problem. It's not his problem. So I'm using the word oinus for that. Maybe the word oinus is not technically right. But I mean to say is he's off the hook. He's off the hook because it's Bezdin's problem. It's not the carbon that does it. It's the So the Stipler tries a second mahalach that the Yachid has a p'tur whenever Bezdin is chayiv in a carbon. Bezdin's chayiv carbon is mechalik between if Bezdin was nischayiv in a carbon or Bezdin was makriv a carbon. In other words, Reb Chaim, it is kasha, yes, the kasha, because we were saying all along, we're talking the whole time, that the hakrovas hakarbin of the tzibur is a kapara for the yachid. And then we have a stira. If the hakrovas hakarbin is chayiv, then it says, now what kind of tzibur? He says that the chiyuv carbon on the Sanhedrin is a kapara for the yachid. The fact that the Sanhedrin is nischayiv carbon, that's the ptur. It's not that the carbon is mechaper the way we always think the Averis, that it's mechaper. The fact that the chiyuv is on the Bezdin takes off the chiyuv from the Yechidim. That's the language that he uses. If it's the chiyuv carbon that patters, not the kravas carbon, then the kasha falls off. The problem is that it's not the way we always think of it. We always think, you bring a carbon, the bringing the carbon is mechaper. Not the chiyuv carbon is mechaper. But in order to thread, you know, to split the hair, to make the two cases fit, he says that it's the chi of carbon. The fact that it's like a judge paskins a penalty. When the judge paskins the penalty on one person, it's patas the yechidim. So here, it's not that the bringing of the carbon patas the others. It's the chi of carbon that patas the others. The fact that there's a psak din on the Sanhedrin to bring it, there's no psak din on the tzibur and on the yachid. The psak din on the bezdin patters the yachidim because we don't pass it to chiyuv. The mele, even if the yachid does the aveira later, he's potter. Because the vart is that we don't pass it chiyuvim on the tzibur and the yachid for the same aveira. So the mele, what was shver? The first case. And if Yelich's not outside this, the first case is shver. Why, if the person does the Aveira later, why is he potter? It was after the carbon was brought. The teretz is, it's not the bringing of the carbon that potters the yechidim. It's the psak, the eschaivus of a carbon. There's no eschaivus for the same Aveira on two, on the Sanhedrin and the yechidim. The eschaivus on the Sanhedrin potters the yechidim. So it doesn't matter. The psak is still that the Bezdin is responsible. Responsibility. Bezdin is responsible for the Aveira. Their responsibility for the Aveira patters. It's not that Akrobus HaKarbon. No, if there's no Eschaivus carbon, then it doesn't patter. So when guys die, so there's no Eschaivus of a carbon on them. Bezdin can't pass the Yechaiva carbon. So Mele the Yechidim bring it. It has to be a schaivus on the tzibur. What? We paskin the schaivus carbon and then he died. Maybe you're right. I'll assume he died and then the psak came to bed. We have to know. Be takad af kavida. The psak was after. If I'm wrong, we have to look up the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yedalid brings all the cases where Bezdin gets off the hook. And this is one of the cases. The Stipler brings it as well. You're right. It'll be a litmus test if the vote is correct. If the p'tur of dying is dying before the psak, so then there was never a psak. If there's a p'tur, even if after you make a psak and then he dies, then the terrorist doesn't seem to flow. It would seem to be a mefkamina.
Was that the very that passed along, or was that the very that these people did something more with
the p'tur? The very is the two together. The terrorist is not mechayiv you. Unless you paskin wrong, they did the Aveira, and you found out what you did wrong.
So
If someone does a avera later, how do the stack of a carbon be mechaber on something later?
It's not mechaber. It's just ochiyev. It's just ochiyev. And I think it's mechaber. Because Bezin doesn't.
There's no
psak
in this
avera
that he does later.
There was no psak. There was no schaivus on the later avera. But the schaivus for the later avera is on Bezin, even though they brought the carbon already. But the responsibility, the Torah puts the responsibility on the Bezin. If it's the bringing of the carbon, you're right. It's not the bringing of the carbon. Who has chiyuvim for this ma'isa? Bezin has chiyuvim. Happens to be Bezin brought the carbon already. But the chiyuvim are still, it's still their chiyuvim. There's a chi of carbon on them. They brought the carbon already.
The carbon
so,
for people that beforehand. The Pesach Bezin got was because everyone.
No, if they, you'd be right. If they brought it for the people, you'd be right. They didn't bring it for the people. They brought it for their Pesach. What they brought it for their Pesach, whatever is that they saw of the Pesach,
so
can't be Mechayivim. You're Mechayivim.
Bezin
is the Pesach. Bezin is the Pesach, which led to this. Pesach, if it wouldn't lead to anything, it wouldn't need a Kapar. Right, there's a Pesach.
Which time later?
How the stum even 100 years later? I mean, if they're alive, as long as it happens, what would happen if Rav of the Tzibur did the Aveira, and then a couple of kids were born? Stum every day, children are born. Bezus Hashem. What is it? 51% did the Aveira, and then more children were born. Maybe it doesn't go by born, it goes by bar mitzvah. So more children were bar mitzvah. And now it's not arrived anymore. Would it be a chi of carbon? No? I'm not sure. But we also in Afghanina. And what we're saying now is the hischaivus, it's the psak of Bezdin. So maybe it goes according to the time Bezdin paskins. I'm not sure. It should be told in all this. All these tzedadim that we're discussing. You have a father at home that's learning Harius, so he'll be into Harius. You tell him Shtikul Torah and Harius. You tell him, Reb Chaim. Something to keep up, you know. I tell you, you should do it. Even if your father's not interested, but if you prepare it to say it over, you'll know it well. Even if when you're in the middle of saying it, Shabbos night, your father falls asleep in the middle, just keep on saying it. Say it all Shtikul Torah, and, you know. If it's Yishver and he falls asleep, you better stop. But, there's a second Reb Chaim, which is in the Griz on the Sechta Zvachim Daf Yud Ches. I don't know how I bumped into it. I bumped into it when I learned Harius. I pulled out my Harius notes. But it's a shorter Reb Chaim, and the Reb Chaim is coming to explain the Rambam. But for us, from the Reb Chaim comes out why he uses the Lashon Mashiach for Kohen Gadol. It always uses by the Kohen Gadol Lashon Mashiach. Not always. Shas, it always uses Kohen Gadol. But by this carbon, it brings a Lashon Mashiach. So Reb Chaim explains, he's coming to answer the following halacha. If a Kohen Gadol, let me stop a Melech. There's a Melech and a Kohen Gadol, right? There's a Yoch and a Tzibur, a Melech. A Melech brings a special carbon if he doesn't have Aveira. It doesn't mean the Melech Paskin. A Melech who does an Issacharis brings a special carbon. If when he did the Aveira, he was Ois Melech, he was king for a while, they deposed him. So there's a Gemara in Yerushalmi that says that the 6 months that David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom, he would have been potter from the carbon of a Melech. He was Ois Melech, Ein Melech B'lo Yam. The people are not following you, Ois Melech. A Melech is only Chayav a carbon, B'shas he's a Melech. And if he becomes an Ois Melech, he's Potter. Sorry. By Kohen Gadol, it says Fakert. It says by Kohen Gadol that if he's Ois Kohen Gadol, he gets too old, he can't do the Avodah. Or if Kohen brings a Taisis Yubad Af Yud Beis Abed Beis that says that they could dismiss a Kohen Gadol. The Sanhedrin could say, you're not worthy anymore. Ois. By Kohen Gadol, even if he's Ois Kohen Gadol, he still brings the special carbon. So the Reb Chaim is coming to answer why. Maishna Melech, Maishna Kohen Gadol. Why by a Kohen Gadol, when he's Ois Kohen Gadol, he still brings the carbon? And Maishna Melech, then he brings the carbon forever. Zok Reb Chaim. A melech, but he's ois melech, gone. Ois melech. Nasi is a leader. He's not a leader. Reb Chaim says that by Kaya Gadol, there are two dinim in a Kaya Gadol. One is dinim that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, he's makriv karbon b'raish, he gets first choice to bring, to be makriv, he does avodah Yom Kippurim. There are certain things that are a din in the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash of a Kohen Gadol. That's one aspect of being a Kohen Gadol. There's a second thing. A Kohen Gadol has a certain level of Kedusha. A certain level, he's not allowed to marry an almana. So he has a certain level of Kedusha. When he becomes Ois Kohen Gadol, he's still not allowed to marry an almana. He brings a second nafkamina almana, I forgot what the second one is. Two nafkaminas, and the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. He says the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, that is forever. Just like a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha, it's nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen can't marry a Grusha, whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. So the Kedushas Kohen Gadol stays. So there are two dinim in the Kohen Gadol. One is the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and one is the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol, which ground that he brings, that he gets with the Meshicha, with the Shemen HaMishcha. When you start a Kohen Gadol on his Avodah, you Meshicha and Shemen HaMishcha, that gives him the Kedusha which remains forever. So he says two nafkaminas. I said Amon Kohen Gadol is one. The second is the Parashal Kohen Gadol. The Parashal Kohen Gadol, he says that remains, because that has to do with the Kedusha of the person. So a melech is different than a melech. A melech is just melech. No kedushas haguf on a melech. The melech is melech. Ois melech is ois melech. Kohen Gadol has a kedushas haguf. The kedushas haguf stays afterwards, and that remains also. And that explains why, whenever it comes to this, he uses lashon Mashiach. Mashiach, he's the anointed one. He doesn't have to be doing the avodah in Beis HaMikdash. Even Beis HaMikdash was charev. There was a Kohen Gadol who survived. He still can't marry an almana. The kedusha of the Kohen Gadol, that remains. So Memela, the Kohen Gadol dikadin continues for the rest of his life. Mashenke, the Melech, his din doesn't continue. Okay, so we had 2 days of Harius. We'll come back to Yavamis. The bottom Tosfos, the last kasha of a table of Ri, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Elzman, I learned the last kasha with you. The first Rav Shimon talks about it. So Yitzhak Hashem, there's a stifler of Simon Aleph also talks about it. So that's on the agenda for tomorrow.